Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to another show of scripture readings. Today we will listen to three readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version, NIV. Readings will come from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, Psalms 80, verse 1 through 2, and verses 8 through 19, and Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 through 29. Hear the word of the Lord. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one has a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut off the winepress and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. Psalm 80. Hear us, O shepherd of Israel, you who led Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it and took root, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its boughs to the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and creatures of the field feed on it. Return to us, Almighty, O God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine. The root is your right hand has planted. The sun you have raised up for yourself. your vine is cut down. It is burned with the fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Jeremiah 23, beginning at the 23rd verse. I am only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away. Can only hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord. Do not I fill the heaven and the earth, declares the Lord. I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream. I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name. Just as their fathers forgot my name through Baal worship, let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Now at the break, we will listen to a song by Chevelle Franklin, Good Shepherd, featuring Israel Horton.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I, Jesus, you are a good shepherd. You laid down your life for me. You are a good shepherd, you laid down your life for me. You are a good shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Lay down your life for me. Good shepherd, you lay down your life for me.
I say, what kind of love? I love is this. What kind of love? Disappointments still grace you a poor on me.
Oh, 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 oh.
You laid down your life for me.
Segment of this podcast will consist of readings from Psalm 82, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 through chapter 12, verse 2. And the final reading will come from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. And now from Hebrews, chapter 23, beginning at verse 29. Chapter 11, beginning at verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and prophets who, through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose wickedness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle, who routed foreign armies, women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us they would, so that only together with us that would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain. And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot. And it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret this present time? The word of the Lord. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let every individual be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Master, the Tempest is Raging. Bill and Gloria Gaither, featuring Jesse Dixon.
tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is all shadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter this night. Carest thou not that we perish? Is threatening a grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because
the winds and the waves
shall obey thy
will.
All you got to say is
peace be still. Peace be still.
Weather the wrath
of
the storm. It can be
demons
or evil
men. Thank you.
still that way. When you feel lonely, he'll be your friend. He'll be
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today at ExquisiteCoffee.shop.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.